Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. Usually, the playlist for the show is based on historical events or composers' or artists' birthdays or some piece of trivia, but this week's playlist is based entirely upon one recent event. That event is the Great Mid-Atlantic Blackout of 2003, which took place on August 14th, and I hope none of you was adversely impacted by that blackout. Well, we're going to have our own blackout of sorts on the show, as tonight's records all have to do with black. Now, they may be able to black out the Mid-Atlantic, but they can't black out the moon. Here to start us off is Carroll Gibbons and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Hot stuff! Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra recording in Chicago on October 23, 1929, and Small Black. Up until this point, Benny Moten had played piano and directed the band, but beginning with this session, Moten led the band without playing, and the piano was taken over by Count Basie. Before Small Black, it was the Tuxedo Orchestra, led by Oscar Celestine, and Black Rag, recorded in New Orleans on January 23, 1925. Oscar Papa Celestine was born in Napoleonville, Louisiana, on New Year's Day, 1884. His first dance band opened at the Tuxedo Dance Hall in New Orleans in 1910, where it was resident until the Tuxedo closed in 1913. He organized a brass band called the Tuxedo Brass Band, and in 1916 organized the Tuxedo Orchestra, along with William Ridgely, who wrote Black Rag. The name Tuxedo Orchestra referred not to the Tuxedo Dance Hall, but to the band's standard attire, tuxedos. And we began the show with Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans and They Can't Black Out the Moon, recorded November 18, 1939. The vocal was by Ann Lehner and Eric Whitley. Carol Gibbons discovered Ann Lehner singing at Murray's Cabaret Club in London. He was so taken with her singing that he invited her to the Savoy the following evening, and she wound up staying with the band for the next 7 years. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Continuing this evening's blackout, here are Mackenzie's Candy Kids. Thank you.
those black and blues, the meanest kind of blues. Blues you never see blues. Oh, well, it's from the break of day, black cats around me play, and I know they'll never go away. I passed the haunted shack where a ghost in black waved his spooky arms and whispered. Now he began to have fun, bet you five to sell fun, you'll be packing those old black and blue.
That baby,
whose sweet is company when the sun goes down, no one but that heavenly black-eyed Susan.
I'm doing
the sweetest company when the sun goes down. No one but that heavenly black-eyed Susan Brown. Black-eyed Susan Brown. Get that off that beat. Make me shake my feet. Oh, rhythm everywhere. When I get that swing, can't control a thing. Oh, rhythm everywhere. I can't hide what's inside me, Lordy, no. When I hear music near me,
I go hidey ho.
When I hear hot licks, I do funny tricks. Oh, rhythm everywhere, when I hear our licks, I do funny tricks. Oh, rhythm everywhere,
baby,
rhythm everywhere.
Black-eyed Susan Brown.
Oh, black-eyed Susan Brown. Mm.
The Four Blackbirds, Geraldine Harris, David Petillo, Leroy Hurt, and Richard Davis in 1935, and Black-Eyed Susan Brown. Before Susan Brown, we heard Jack Gardner's orchestra with trombonist Stanton Crocker performing the vocal on Black and Blues, recorded in Dallas, Texas, in September of 1924. We began the set with the Mound City Blue Blowers, recording on January 26, 1925, as McKenzie's Candy Kids and Best Black. On banjo in that session, Harry Reaser. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all over the internet at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
This is a special blackout edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. This segment of the show has to do with a dance called the Black Bottom. The Black Bottom started in New Orleans around 1900 and, according to some, was introduced by blues singer Alberta Hunter. In 1919, Perry Bradford wrote the song The Black Bottom Dance, and his sheet music had the dance instructions printed on it, as well as the music. The dance was introduced to New York audiences in 1925 in the stage play Dinah, and in 1926 and 27 was featured at the Apollo Theater in the George White Scandals, by which time it had replaced the Charleston as the most popular social dance. In 1927, the Roseland Ballroom in New York hosted a Black Bottom Endurance Contest. Jelly Roll Morton wrote a song called Black Bottom Stomp, which we'll hear in a minute. The Black Bottom was a solo challenge dance, predominantly danced on the offbeat. It was the prototype for modern tap dance phrasing. It's difficult to picture, but it consisted of slapping the backside while hopping forward and backward, stomping the feet and pelvic gyrations while making arm movements with an occasional heel-toe scoop. The Black Bottom eventually became more refined and entered the ballroom with couples doing the dance. Here to start off our little Black Bottom dance marathon is Howard Lennon and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Doing our part to keep the Black Bottom alive here on Rapidly Rotating Records, that was Warner's Seven Aces, all 11 of them, and Don't Take That Black Bottom Away, written by Sam Coslow, Eddie Britt, and Harry Link. That was recorded in Dallas, Texas on November 1st, 1926. Before that, it was the Redheads and Jelly Roll Morton's Black Bottom Stomp from November 11th, 1926. And we began our Black Bottom Dance Marathon with Howard Lennon and his orchestra, with Irving Kaufman credited on that June 29, 1926 recording as Frank Harris, and Black Bottom. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Lining may cheer about. Where's that love nest where love is king and a rock star? Where's that blue room they sing about? Where's that sunshine they cling about? I know morning will come, but pardon my laughter. end on the end where the lovers agree. Where's that Lothario? Where does he roam with his dome baffled as can be? It is easy to see, all right. Everything's gonna be all right. Be just dandy for everybody but me.
Tom Brown performing vocally on Sing Another Chorus, Please, from a Victor 78, recorded September 14th, 1931. So what does Sing Another Chorus, Please have to do with this evening's blackout theme? Well, backing Tom Brown was Ted Black and his orchestra. Preceding Ted Black was Frank Black and his orchestra in January of 1927 with an unknown vocalist and Where's That Rainbow from the show Peggy Ann. Frank Black was born November 28, 1896 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and made his debut as a concert pianist at age 10. From there, he worked as a pianist at a Harrisburg, Pennsylvania hotel, and then as assistant to musical director Erno Rappi at the Fox Theater in Philadelphia, and then as musical director himself at New York's Century Theater. He became active in radio in the mid-20s and was pianist and arranger for the vocal quartet The Revelers. Frank Black was the first band leader on the Jack Benny program from 1933 to 34, and he was general musical director for NBC from 1932 to 48. And we began with Lew Leslie's Blackbird Orchestra, August 14, 1928, and Bandana Babies, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, from Lew Leslie's Blackbirds of 1928. Bandana Babies was also recorded by Duke Ellington and Don Redman.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
For some reason, there seemed to be a lot of songs from the 20s and 30s having to do with blackbirds and bluebirds. Well, I just happen to have some here, including this one by George Olsen and his music.
Blackbird, bye-bye. I sing a song because nothing's wrong. My blackbirds are bluebirds now. Bad luck's gone on its way. Good luck had to come back to stay. My blackbirds are bluebirds now. Hold the little whippoorwill. Hold the pretty daffodil. Hold the preacher on the hill. The wedding Sunday, honeymoon Monday. Yes, sirree, life worthwhile. Look at me with a great big smile. My blackbirds are bluebirds now.
Doorstep, a look at my doorstep, a look at the bluebirds, a look at the blackbirds, a look at the good luck, a look at the bad luck, look at the good luck and the bad luck there. Never saw bluebirds mingle with blackbirds, and never saw bluebirds doing these backwards, and never knew good luck ever could perch with care. Now I overheard those birdies talking today, and I know just why they're acting this way.
Now first the bluebird said, we've got to have sunny weather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. Then the blackbirds said, we're birds of a different feather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. And when they talked it over, they let the blackbirds bring rain, and then the bluebirds all agreed to bring that sunshine again. For we can't have rain or sunshine that lasts forever. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
Ba 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 da, ba ba da da.
Trouble, trouble, round my door. Blackbirds, blackbirds, by the score. Bluebirds, bluebirds, came one day
and said to the blackbirds, here are say.
First off,
bluebird said, we gotta have sunny weather.
So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
Then the blackbird said, we're birds of a different feather.
So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
And when they talked it over, they let the blackbirds bring the rain. And all the bluebirds then agreed to bring that sunshine again. for we can't have rain or sunshine that lasts forever.
You can take those bluebirds, take those blackbirds, mix them together, you get fair weather, and that's the reason the bluebirds and the blackbirds got to
We began that Blackbird set of songs with George Olsen and his music from June 16, 1926, and Bye Bye Blackbird, written by Mort Dixon and Ray Henderson. Then it was Leroy Smith and his orchestra and the Jimmy McHugh-Dorothy Fields collaboration I'm a Broken-Hearted Blackbird, recorded April 2, 1928. That was followed by the Bostonians, a pseudonym on the Domino label for Ernie Golden and his orchestra, and My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now. And we wrapped up with the Rhythm Boys, Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, and Harry Barris, and a Harry Barris composition. So the Bluebirds and the Blackbirds got together, recorded April 10th, 1929. We've got time for one more. Here's Alphonse Trent from April 24th, 1926, and Black and Blue Rhapsody. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.